Has the time come? What a powerful question. Let's discover the answer in God's Word together with Dr. Wilton. The Encouraging Word. This is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based teaching of Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author, evangelist, seminary professor, and pastor. And today, let him pastor you and me as we go to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and answer this question, has the time come? We'll be studying God's Word together, especially in 2 Timothy over the next couple of days, and we want you to know that we're here for you. We would love to encourage you, perhaps pray for you, at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673, or on our website at tewonline.org. Right now, a wonderful resource that'll help you be a Christian witness now more than ever. That's online at tewonline.org. And now today's teaching with Dr. Don Wilton.
Now, folks, I'm going to invite you to open your Bibles this morning to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy and chapter 4. I want to say a few things before I dive into the scripture. And as always, you're going to need your Bibles, because God is going to speak to our hearts this morning in a very significant way. Has the time come? We are living in a very interesting day and age. My purpose today is not to do an analysis of the world in which we live. So if you will beg my pardon, I'm not going to do that. But I want to lay the table for God's Word. I want you to be able to understand something very important today. Then we're going to ask God what to do about it. What is happening in our world? What's going on? Is Jesus about to come back? Are we living in the last days? Now, folks, there are some very interesting things going on right now. They've happened before, but not quite like this. The World Monetary Fund, the World Bank, foreign banks are actually talking about, they are actually talking about a one world economy. This is no longer speculative. The conversation today is, let's have just one currency in the world. They've done that in Europe. When I used to go to Europe in the 70s and 80s, we'd go from one country to the next. If you were in Germany, you got Deutsche Marks. And then you'd come up to a border post to go into France or to into Italy, and you'd have to go through and show a passbook and a visa, and then you'd change all your Deutsche Marks for the French franc or the Italian lira or whatever it might have been. Today, you don't have to worry about that. In fact, you don't even go through a crossing. They use the euro, E-U-R-O, just one currency. Now, there are still some countries like England that have not bought into that system yet. But they will. Some people refer to Europe as the United States of Europe. NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, has become rather somewhat interesting in its makeup. The old Warsaw Pact that we thought would be dismantled is bearing witness to the rise again of Russia. Russia has not gone to sleep. There are strange alliances being set up between Venezuela and Russia and Cuba and the Communist Alliance that so many of us thought was dead and gone. There's the rattling of the saber in the Baltic states. And the old Yugoslav republics might have been done away with, but the cultural divide is still there amongst those people. Following the break of the peace agreement between Israel and Hamas, the militant wing of the Palestinians that ruled Gaza with an iron rod was broken, and Israeli jets went into Gaza and hundreds of people were killed. And Hamas is launching rocket attacks against them. Some of them, I believe, even hit as far away as Beersheba. And the Israeli towns are under attack again. I haven't even got into the currency yet. The world markets are all inextricably intertwined. No longer can you say that, well, this country's having a recession and America will go and bail them out. What happens today is when one country begins to weep, the whole world bursts into tears. Everybody weeps. Today on the internet and the use of computer technology is becoming so advanced. Modern technology becomes redundant almost as quickly as you purchase it. You're out of date. It's hard to keep up. As soon as you buy something that's just hit the market, tomorrow something else takes its place. You can go to things like Google Earth, and the world can zoom in on your house and watch your own dog running around in your front yard. And privacy is no longer an issue. We've moved rapidly into an everybody's business, cashless society. And some people believe that the economic recession is going to interrupt the feeding frenzy on credit cards, but it's not. Because it's the only way people know how to survive. And increasingly today, you don't travel with cash in your pocket. We're told that people can get into your computer. I don't know that these are accurate statistics, that something like 96% of all people do all their finances on a computer, pay their bills. There are things today called e-bills. Paper is redundant. Today you can just click on here and say, I don't want any paper in my house anymore. I just want to get it on my computer. And everything comes. You can go and check your accounts. And you can balance your books. You can borrow money. You can shift money, transfer money. You can all do it on just one little instrument. You can carry that on an airplane with you and do it. You don't even need a hookup anymore. You just need something to stick in the side, and it works. And wireless today is the order of the day. And access. People have got access. I'm told, I don't know this, that anybody who wants to can check you out. They can find out everything about you. And the criminal system that is developed in our world today is remarkable. And the control of people is unprecedented. And here we are in a church like this, and God has blessed us. And we've sown and cast a fresh vision for our church. And we're enjoying unprecedented unity. And our people are together. And we're gathering in God's house and we're crying out to our Heavenly Father. And the question that I have on my mind is, has the time come? And even more importantly, Lord, what is it that you would say to my heart? As the pastor of a precious, precious group of people that I love so much, what is God telling me? I want to invite you to come with me on a brief journey this morning. As we ask God to help us to become a church where every member wants to invite anyone and everyone to come to First Baptist Church to encounter the living Lord Jesus Christ. And if that be true and God grants to us our heart's desire, what is it that He expects from us? What is the Lord telling me as your pastor? Well, in this passage in 2 Timothy chapter 4 is a remarkable passage. And what I want to do today is something perhaps just a little different. I want to share with you what God has told me. Because I believe so implicitly in God by His Spirit that God takes His Word. His Word never returns void, and God will take His Word and He will apply it to your heart. because it's God's word. And here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, we find the Apostle Paul speaking to Timothy. And this is what he says in verse 1, in the presence of God and of Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight, and I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. As your pastor, the Lord has told me that there are four things that I need to be aware of, that I need to do. And folks, I believe that God is speaking to our hearts today. Listen carefully. Number one, always know that God is watching. Always know that God is watching. Now, that is a profound statement. As we move into a fresh year, as we consider all the strife and the turmoil and the challenge of the world in which we live, as I stand in this pulpit Sunday by Sunday, as we teach Sunday school classes, as we go on youth trips, as we seek to become the kind of congregation where everybody and anyone can come to First Baptist Church to encounter the living Lord Jesus Christ, what must we do? Always know that God is watching. What a solemn charge and a deep, deep responsibility. And Paul here doesn't just simply say that we need to always know that God is watching. He clearly defines that for us. Watch what he says. He says, always be aware, first of all, of the Lord's presence. It's what he tells us in verse 1, in the presence of God. Did you know that God is here this morning? Now, folks, that is a deep theological statement. God is here. God's in the house. Our God and our Father, he's not somebody on the outer circle of life. He's in here. He's with us. God with us. We sang about him just a little while ago. Emmanuel. God with us, God in us, and we need to always be aware of the Lord's presence. Can I put that into modern day terminology? Folks, like never before, we better watch out how we worship God because of his presence.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton. Please don't go away. He'll be back with more of today's message in just a moment. But Dr. Don wants you to know that we're here for you to encourage you every day on our website, tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. One of the most respected and influential Christian leaders of the world is Mr. Chuck Colson. He's with Jesus now. And Dr. Wilton, because of Dr. Don's last 25 years spending summers ministering in prisons, they connected and had a friendship and a relationship. And so the book, The Final Word, My Final Word from Chuck Colson, is a part of our offer today at tewonline.org. It's a combined resource with Chuck Colson and Dr. Don Wilton about the authority of Scripture and how it will empower us to be the kind of Christian witness we're called to be in this culture that we live. Again, the details are on our website at tewonline.org. While you're there, be sure and sign up for the daily encouraging word email from Dr. Don. Of course, it's absolutely free. That's online at tewonline.org. Now back to today's great teaching with Dr. Don Wilton.
We better be careful how we speak about God. We better watch it. We better be very careful how we conduct ourselves in the house of God. We better be very careful about where we go and what we do and how we act and where we interact in our society because of the Lord's presence. Not only that, Paul takes it even further. He says, not only be aware of the Lord's presence, but be aware of the Lord's judgment. And he puts that for us in context right here in verse 1. Look at it. He says, who will judge both the living and the dead. What we do most of all, and correctly so, is most of us believe that we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ so that one day when we die, or when Jesus comes again, that we're going to be transported by the angels into the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that is so true. But folks, Paul here says that God is not only the judge of the dead, he's the judge of the living. Do you know that he watched what you put in that offering plate this morning? He knows, and he's judging you. Did you tip God today? He's going to judge you for that. I know that that's tough talk. Let me ask you this. What did you do yesterday? Where were you? What did you put in your body? What did you look at? Where have you been? I'm not asking you to go and watch a cricket match with me. This is a deep theological question. He says, always be aware. Here's the overriding principle. I'm standing here as your pastor today, and I'm saying, now, Lord, what do you expect of me as a pastor, as the shepherd of the flock? What do you expect of me? What are you telling me? God's just simply saying, Don, watch out. I'm watching. Always be aware that God's in the house of his presence. Always be aware of the Lord's judgment. He's the judge of the living and the dead. But how did you talk to your wife this weekend? Anyone here use a four-letter word? Anyone here today, did you take the name? Anyone use God's name in vain? Anyone tell God how hot it was at Christmas? He's the judge of the living and the dead. Folks, our Lord is not a fair weather God. He doesn't just come out when the sun shines. Always be aware. Watch out. Can I just be very honest with you? There's a part of that that puts the fear of the Lord into me. You know, you might smile at this, but I had my family over Christmas. We wanted to go and see a movie, and my dad said, oh, I want to go. And I turned to my dad, the brothers did, and said, no, you're not. Dad said, well, why can't I go? We said, because you ruin movies. Don't ever take my dad to a movie. He'll ruin it for you. He will not put up with junk. I said, you're not going with us. Now you're all asking, well, how come you went? Well, it was a PG movie, and actually it turned out to be a very good movie. Do you know something, folks? There's just something about that. You know, it was my dad who always used to say, son, would you take Jesus with you? He would ruin one evening after another for me when I was a teenager. That's why to this day, no movies with Dad. Always be aware of the Lord's presence and of the Lord's judgment. But notice there in verse 1, there's a third thing. Always be aware of the Lord's coming. He says, who will be appearing. He's coming again. You know, in 1 Thessalonians 4, Paul talks about the fact that the rapture of the church is going to take place. It's a dramatic passage. Dead in Christ will rise, and those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Well, when is that? Has the time come? What must we do? Only God knows when he's coming. By the way, the world has been in conflict before, folks. There have been economic problems in our world before, and sometimes a lot worse than what we've been through. Go and ask some of our senior adults what it was like to live in the 20s and 30s. And the 40s during wartime. Go and ask them. They'll tell you today's a walk in the park compared to that. It's happened before. Only God knows when Jesus is going to come, but the Bible says we must encourage one another. I don't know about you, but one thing I want to do is I want to always know that God is watching. That's the first thing. All right, number two, always preach God's word. That's what the Lord is telling me this new year. Look what he says in verse 2. He says, preach the word. Always preach God's word. You know, some people might say, well, Pastor, you've been here for just on 16 years now, and we appreciate the fact that you preach from the word of God. Do you know that I just inherited that? For 25 years, Dr. Alistair Walker preached the word of God. Prior to that, Dr. John Slaughter, and you can go on all the way back. I'm grateful. Folks, I inherited that. That's why I love to preach the word of God. Now, why preach the word? Why? That's the question. Why does he say, preach the word? Be ready in season and out of season. At all times. It doesn't matter whether stocks are up or stocks are down. Preach the word. Isn't that great? Stocks are up, stocks down, preach the word. Whether you're turning left or right, preach the word. Be ready, instant, in season and out of season. Whether you've got a job, whether you don't, preach the word. Why? Well, just let me give you a couple of reasons why he says this. Number one, because it lets God speak. Folks, you don't need to hear from me. We need to hear from God. And God speaks through his word. The Bible says, my word will not return void. Let's God speak. Number two, it demands disciplined study. You preach God's word, it demands disciplined study. Folks, watch me. Everybody watch me. To stand in this pulpit every week, week by week, week by week, jolly hard work. I'm not saying all get up and shed a tear. To study God's word involves disciplined study. If you're a Sunday school teacher, you are teaching God's word. It involves disciplined study. To come to grips doing Bible studies, our ladies' Bible studies. I mean, right across, we've got so many, our discipleship leaders who are teaching our young people the word of God. Disciplined study. That's an amazing thing. When you study God's word, God will bless your heart. He does it every time. But there's a third reason. Because it covers every issue. When you preach God's word, it covers every issue. That is why for 90% of the time as your pastor, I preach systematically through the word of God. Goodness, one of these days we need to go back and go and remind ourselves all the books and sections we've gone through. I mean, verse by, I remember preaching through Hebrews. It took us 75 weeks or something. I remember preaching through the book of Revelation. It took us 2 years to get through the book of Revelation about 12, 14 years ago. Gospel of John, Nehemiah. You know, when you preach God's word, it covers every issue. Do you know that in all my years here in Spartanburg, I have never had one person come and say to me, you're picking on me. When you preach God's word, you never pick on anybody. God does the picking. Amen? You never have to pick the subject. I don't wake up in the morning and say, well, let's see now. What can I preach on today? Just preach the Word of God. God will pick the subject.
You've been listening to Dr. Don Wilton, and as he's been preaching, that is our prayer, is that we would all be convicted by the Word of God to make a difference, to make a change in our life. Perhaps you'd like to have someone praying with you or for you about whatever God stirred in your heart through the teaching of Dr. Wilton today. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD, and we'll connect with one of us 24 hours a day, happy to pray and earnestly intercede with you and for you on behalf of what God is stirring in your heart. The number again is 866-899-9673. But before we get away, you've heard Dr. Wilton as he's been teaching and preaching from the pulpit. Now, as he steps into the studio, open your heart to what he wants to share next.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you, and I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place so you can begin this wonderful journey.
If you just prayed along with Dr. Wilton to give your life to Christ, to rededicate your life, oh, how Dr. Wilton wants to pray for you, intercede for you, and we want to do that collectively. As well as Dr. Wilton has some wonderful resources he wants you to have absolutely free as you grow in your next steps. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Call for your free resources as you grow in this new decision to follow Jesus Christ or to rededicate your life. We'd love to connect you with those resources. The number again, 866-899-9673, or on our website, tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org, where you'll find great resources like this.
Jesus Christ is the final authority. He is the only standard by which Christians should live their lives. He's the only solution to everything that we face in life. As you give a gift of support to the Encouraging Word this month, you will receive the message, The Final Authority, by Dr. Don Wilton, along with the bonus book, My Final Word, Holding Tight to the Issues That Matter Most, by Chuck Colson. These resources will equip you with the assurance and reliance and knowing the power of the God you serve. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. Thank you for listening today.
Our time's gone for today, but Dr. Wilton continues in 2 Timothy tomorrow with more of this message, Has the Time Come? I hope you'll join us. Between now and then, drop by our website, tewonline.org, and discover more about who we are as the Encouraging Word lifts up the name of Jesus and every day sees lives changed by the power of God's Encouraging Word.